Et maintenant, c'est la météo pour les cyclistes.
Winds are moderate, about 10 miles per hour, and northeasterly in the capital today. There's a chance of the odd shower, but the heavy rain is spinning by over northern France, and London should miss most of it. Temperatures a pleasantly cool 17 degrees C after a sweaty couple of days in the saddle. Pollution? Ealing's Horn Lane is showing red at the londonair.org.uk's live air quality site, with PM particulates, 90% of which come from motor vehicle exhaust, in the 92 to 99 microgram per metre cubed band. And at Neasden Lane, PM10s are moderate. Elsewhere in the capital, pollution levels are low. It was hot and sunny last Saturday in London, which was good news for the 700 or so scantily and unclad riders participating in World Naked Bike Ride. More than 40 rides took place in 20 countries worldwide. This was London's third annual event and a lot of fun.
Well, I'm very lucky to have with me Siobhan McCauley, who was with me on World Naked Bike Ride. Siobhan, did you enjoy the ride?
I had a great time. It was great, Dougie, yes.
And what was your favourite thing about it?
Well, for me, it was probably the freedom of my body touching the air and the wind as I was cycling along. It's really something you never experience.
It was a lovely balmy day, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. It was, and it's just that experience that you don't normally go around naked on your bicycle. You're usually fully clothed, so you don't get that whoosh of air coming at you.
Yeah, and I gather that the skaters stood out for you.
The skaters were quite a treat, actually. An unexpected treat. They were quite athletic figures on
they
the
were.
Pavements, yes.
They were like gods, weren't they? And also had the amusing property that if they just stood at the side on their skates, it's not only as though there was World Naked Bike Ride Day, but also World Naked Bystander Day, which was kind of good to see.
Absolutely.
Did you get any hassle from the England football fans who were spilling out of the pubs at the time?
Well, not particularly. They were they felt a little bit threatening, I have to say, though, just on the sidelines a little bit. And I know somebody who was pinched, or her bum was pinched, or actually maybe she was, I think she was wearing bikinis, and maybe her the bottoms of her bikinis were kind of pulled. But apart from that, no, it was grand. I mean, the atmosphere was wonderful.
I must say, I found it a very low-stress event indeed, and very much enjoyed being cheered as I went along my bicycle, something that should happen every day, of course, as a cyclist, but doesn't. But on Saturday, they cheered for us.
They did, and you know what I noticed was it was fabulous to see everyone with a big smile on their face on the footpath. Absolutely everyone was just enthralled.
Yeah. One of the things that struck me, actually, is as we were riding back up to Hackney after the event, was how that people, even who had obviously hadn't been in the event, who were in other parts of town, Islington and Hackney on the way back, just about every mobile phone camera in London was pointed in our direction on that afternoon. And I think, you know, half of London was sending phone pictures on their phones to the other half of London.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, that's yeah. true. Even though sometimes for me that I wonder about that, because then they're not able to take the whole thing in themselves, just on the spur of the moment.
Exactly. Well, that's why I didn't have any audio recording equipment with me, because I just wanted to be in the moment.
Perfect. This is just much better.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, the bike ride was against oil dependence, and also a lot of the cyclists were exhibiting body paint, saying things like, you know, one less car, and, you know, if you hit me in your car, I bleed, and that kind of thing. Were you doing it to make a political point, or were you just doing it for the hell of it because you wanted to ride nude around town?
Well, you know, I mean, it is a celebration of the diversity of the human figure. So for me, that was one element. But
so tell me, you know, when you're chatting to your friends about the event, or perhaps you're keeping it quiet, what stories did you tell them about the ride?
Well, mainly I was keeping it quiet, I have to say. I've hardly opened my mouth about it.
Did you ring up your mum straight away?
Well, coming from Ireland, from Catholic Ireland, you keep things like this extremely quiet.
Like going on the radio and telling the whole of London, right?
Absolutely. Can you kind of muffle my surname, please, at the beginning when you go to edit this? No, I mean, it was a celebration of the diversity of the human figure, and as well as being a protest against oil dependency. So, I mean, I would absolutely... be for and against both of those. So for those reasons, but also just for the fun of it.
There's no reason at all why activism has to be dull and boring. And I think certainly proved that on Saturday. I must say, when I thought that, you know, if you were a passerby and you didn't know anything at all about the event and you looked up and saw 700, 800 naked cyclists coming your way, you would go home thinking, I really have seen it all now.
Well, I must say, actually, I was coming when we were coming through Soho. There was this, obviously, a family, a mother, father and daughter of about maybe nine, sitting having their lunch on the pavement. It was such a fantastic day. And they were literally like, it was almost as if they had their forks mid-air. They were so not expecting this sight. It was just quite funny. I just thought that particular image sticks in my mind because it was just it must have been an unusual sight, to say the least.
Well, I got so many images in my mind, but I think that the image that sticks in my mind is actually of someone who wasn't naked. Of course, you didn't. I was completely naked. You were too. Well, apart from our blue and green body paint, blue for Scotland and green for Ireland on the day that England were playing Ecuador, of course. The skater in a black bikini, who's a woman, she's about 6'2", and she looks so fine on the skates. All the cyclists, I mean, they're great, but they were kind of big mix of shapes and sizes and every which way. But something very elegant about those skates on a hot day. I think I might have to get into that.
Well, I've seen them giving lessons on Saturdays, I think, in Hyde Park. So I'm sure you could wander down there.
Siobhan McCauley, naked bike rider extraordinaire. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.